Welcome to this week's Legal Talk here on eRadio with Hananon Attorneys. And today, it's been a while since we spoke to Tabiso Tsikudu from Hananon Attorneys. Last time we spoke to him, he was a candidate attorney. He is now a fully fledged attorney with Hananon Attorneys. First of all, Tabiso, hello and congratulations.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's an amazing achievement, and I wish you all the best and all the success.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, and I take that with all seriousness.
Great. So, Tabiso, today here on the eRadio, first of all, let's look at our poll that we posted on LinkedIn, and the question was, do you know the correct steps to follow in evicting a defaulting tenant? In other words, a tenant who doesn't pay or is behind on rent? And the majority said, not really, no. That was 56%, and 44% said, yes, I do. So we have a bit of education to share here this week. And I want to ask you firstly, Tabiso, can you evict a person just because they owe rent?
Ian, you can't. In fact, the eviction in South Africa is governed by what we call the PIE Act. This is the Prevention of Illegal Eviction from an Unlawful Occupation of Land Act, which provides for basically a prohibition of unlawful eviction of people. So just because a person owes rent and you are angry at them and it's been 3 months they've been saying, I'll pay, you cannot, the law does not allow that you arbitrarily evict them just because you feel like that day you have had enough. There are procedures that need to be followed.
All right. And what if you have a cancellation and eviction clause in the lease?
Yes. Just a reminder, Ian, obviously, we're talking about eviction. So even if you have a cancellation clause, that cancellation clause is sufficient just simply to provide you with a mechanism of cancelling a clause. For example, when a person has been in default, let's say, for 2 months. Eviction clause is only sufficient as far as it outlines the process of evicting a person and to say, well, we have the right to cancel the lease and evict you. But just because there is a clause that says we'll evict you doesn't mean that you can evict the person. You still have to follow the process because that eviction thing would still be governed by PIE, which is the Prevention of Illegal Eviction Act.
Okay, well, that's very, very interesting. And then, Tabiso, I also want to ask you, what is the proper eviction process then?
So the proper eviction process, this follows from the previous question that we have just discussed in respect of cancellation and eviction clauses. The first thing that you need to do is to give someone a notice that they are in default. Someone has been in default for a month. You give them a notice that, you are in default. Would you please make sure that you remedy this default by paying us your last month's rent, including this month's rent? If they fail to remedy that default, then you have the right to cancel because your clause, the contract would have told you how to cancel. So then you have the right to cancel. But remember, just because you have the right to cancel doesn't mean that you can actually evict that person. You need to remember, in South African law, only a court can order a person to evict either land or a home. That is the second part of the step. You have given them a notice that they're in default. You have canceled the lease. Now you need to apply for an eviction order to the court. There is a process that you follow in terms of the eviction order, and then the person would be given an opportunity to oppose if they want to oppose. Then the court will make a determination as to whether the person must be evicted or not. That is actually the process that needs to be followed. If I may repeat, it's a notice of default. It's cancellation, it's applying to the court to evict a person and the court making a determination whether the person must be evicted or not.
Okay, and what are the consequences of an illegal eviction?
Section 8 of the PIE Act, in fact, provides for offences as far as this is concerned. And in simple terms, is number one, you can be criminally prosecuted for an illegal eviction, especially in instances where it is extreme, where there is a court order that says you cannot evict the person and evict them. You can be criminally prosecuted, number one. That should obviously send chills down the spine. Number two, you can get a fine. The court can fine you for an illegal eviction. But number three is where you try and evict a person and they actually go to court to stop, and they've got justifiable grounds to actually halt the eviction. And then you lose money because that person could stay for 2 years on your property, because at first you followed the wrong process, and now that person has a court order that says they cannot be evicted and they can stay there for a long time. That's why when you walk around Joburg, for example, you see these places where people cannot be evicted from a piece of land, simply because the owner came to his land one day and realized, these people, what's happening here? And tried to remove them, and they got a court order that they cannot be removed. So those are the consequences of an illegal eviction.
Wow, okay. So that kind of gets very, very stressful, it seems, for the landlord, of course. But final question for today, Tabiso. Who has the authority to evict a tenant on the authority of a court order?
Only the sheriff can enforce the court order in respect of an eviction order. Not the owner, not the cousin of the owner who owns a security company. It needs to be the sheriff of the court who enforces that eviction order.
Okay, so sheriff and sheriff only.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, well, Tabiso, thanks so much for shedding light on the matter this week, and wishing you a wonderful rest of your week, and also Happy Heritage Day.
Thank you very much, Ian. I really appreciate the opportunity to share with our listeners, and we're looking forward to our next podcast.
Are you or your business in trouble and struggling to find a solution? Call Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, as we assist clients in finding solutions. We specialize in consumer and food law, commercial and construction law, forensic investigations, and administrative law. Visit hahnlaw.co.za. That's H-A-H-N. We assist clients nationwide. Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, because we care. Don't miss Legal Talk with Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, Wednesday mornings at 10 on eRadio.